Thank you for listening, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. Talk from the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I'm your host, Andrew Fetter.
Welcome, everybody. This is Andrew Fetter. Welcome to When Pigs Fly. And I want to thank everybody there out there in internet land for listening in. And of course, everybody's heard about Facebook being going, I guess, public and all. Blah, 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 big deal. Anyway, it's amazing, though, because I just think about that guy. It started up in 2008 around, and 4 years later. Amazing how things can change overnight. Last week we were going to have, this show was more for last week, but unfortunately we had some technical difficulties in updating information up so visually, so we just did a replay of last week and I asked people what they want to hear real quick, and of course they just wanted the week before. So anyway, I want to thank everybody for listening in. This is actually sort of in celebration of Mother's Day. So for all those mothers and soon-to-be mothers or whatever, all women on Earth, and of course Mother Earth, a belated happy Mother's Day. Now I do have a special announcement for those living in the Los Angeles area, or even in the Ventura area, close toward Calabasas or the San Fernando Valley. I feel honored. I've been asked, and we're going to do a special weekly class, which will be starting Thursday, June 7th at 7:30 p.m., and that's in Calabasas, California. The subjects which we'll be going into, and of course, there'll be, this is not just class, or say sort of active class, so you'll be doing meditations and whatnot and things like that. But we'll be going into, of course, meditations, Kabbalah, angels, numerology, karma, past lives, manifesting, healing, and much, much, much more. This class, which is held between myself and Sharon Joseph, who is a renowned channeler herself, the cost will be only $20 per class. The class will run approximately about 2 hours or so. For information, which I've also posted on my website there on BBS Radio, you can contact her directly. She'll be handling everything. It's 818-912-2535. Again, 818-912-2535. Or you may email her directly at Sharon Nitka. I'll spell that out. SHARONNITKA. At sbcglobal.net. So you can email her or call her, feel free. Again, it looks that it's going to be sort of pretty exciting. I look forward to that next month. Again, my belated happy Mother's Day to all you out there. What I want to get into, the reason why this subject is pretty paramount, sort of everything certain, have certain reasons for certain reasons, I guess. What I want to entail is because I think, well, let me start off. There's a book called The I Ching, and often referred as the Book of Changes, and it's sometimes referred as Heaven and Earth, and Tao, which is referred to Yin and Yang, and Buddha's Yin and Yang. In Kabbalism, in the universe, it's the same thing. There's like two things, two worlds, cause and effect, dark and light. Ironically, and this is misleading, people consistently go utilize the term duality when it really has never been a duality of this situation. It's going to encompass when I start explaining things, both in a pragmatic way and also in a spiritual context, and you'll understand what I'm talking about. In reality, there is no such thing as duality, but it's more a symbiotic or a symbiosis, which symbiosis literally means interaction between two different organisms, or I would say elements in this case. So in reality, it is symbiosis, and this often relates to the sexes. being the duality I Ching. There are sometimes they do, there are ceremonies that people do. Sometimes they do things where there's women and men aren't on almost like next to each other. It's more like symbolic, I see, is the energy of Qi, or in this realm, it's the plus and minus. It's establishing the yin and yang, cause and effect, yud, hey, of things. And what it is how it relates to how our creates harmony. And when there's disharmony is when you assume there's duality. This is the problem where people think there's duality and there's actually creates that illusionary effect, which creates the what I'm talking about. And this relates to sexes. And why I'm talking about the sexes, because this is where we have been having thousands upon thousands and years of unharmony, disharmony. This is where the lack of harmony exists. And when there is no harmony, and when there isn't, hence our present world, we are in that situation. When one sex in particular, in this case, when sex, there's only two here, right? women are treated, how to say this nicely, like fucking crap. What and how do you expect our society or societies to be? This is actually one of the most epitome. I said somebody asked me about this on Facebook when I disclosed about my show, and they were like blown away when I said this is. I said literally the epitome of what's wrong in the Middle East. In fact, but I asked people how. Are, as some great person, I think it was Einstein had said, or referred to, the only thing that has changed is our technology. How far have our societies moved forward? Even in the last 50 years, think about it. How far have we really changed? Think about it. I mean, look how around the world, I mean, places where they even have higher technology, and look how they treat other people. I mean, there's still a massive amount of hatred. But where is the core of this coming from? Why and where and what? And I'll explain. I mean, people wonder why there's hate and war and poverty. Well, let me ask you, how are you treating your woman? How do you treat women? Are they somehow second-class citizens? I mean, you have written lies in books from the Bible to the Quran and others that somehow they are less than men. The lie. And I ask, why was this done? You know why this is done. Think about it. In your heart, you know why. And you know it's incorrect and a fallacy. It's pure bunk. But what has led to, what made this, what created this, why? They say why is the question and how is the answer. So today, look in the U.S., where women's own health issues are still openly attacked. Their very choice is still attacked. This is an issue. Now, when it comes up to abortion, for example, I don't say I'm pro-abortion or anti-abortion. I am pro-choice. Choice. She makes the choice. She carries the baby. She makes the choice. It's her morality. You cannot determine your morals upon her choice. And I look into areas even within the European nations, how do you really treat women? Think about it. There is even a large amount of discrimination still with the Far East? How about Africa, the routine beatings and rapings that are going on? And, of course, the Middle East, in the Muslim world, where women are just treated no more than dogs. Second class. They're not even counted as witnesses for themselves. You want to go Sharia? What the hell Sharia? That would go make women less than men. Less than men. Who the fuck made that up? I'll tell you what made that. Oh, a man. Why? Obvious. Control. So tell me, why are they told to walk with their hair covered and told to perhaps cover their face? They are even told that when they're raped, it's their fault. Somehow. They're even today beaten and mutilated by their own family members, even their mothers. They are so demoralized to the point of believing this bullshit that they must do these lack of self-worth things. It continues the cycle of low esteem, so low worth. This percolates and stems forth to their ones they bear. Their children become lack of self-esteem, self-worth, and they believe things that are told to them. Ignorance submits to whatever it's told to do. They are told that they are the cause of the sexual desire. Really now? Because you have a problem of having passion or sex or lust. Somehow it's the object's problem. Your mind has desire for sex and lust, but yet it's the purse, the woman that you see is the problem. See the problem with that? That's like the murderer killing somebody and blaming the victim for his desire to commit murder. How logical, obscure. In fact, their very own dogma lies, and of course I'm talking about within Quran, within even the Bible, but specifically in the Quran, I'll explain to you why. There are lies consistently throughout it. This is also found within the Bible. Why both have consistently put down women. Why the duality, assumed duality within all dogmas. Do you honestly think that women are different from you today? How are they different from then today? The ones that are outspoken, you don't think women spoke out or able to think back then? To come up with ideas, the Mary Carey's and so on. You don't think there are women prophets, women with highly evolved spirituality, women leaders? What is the difference? Those who spoke with their mind, oh, she's speaking her mind. Those women who speak, oh my God, something wrong with them. They're like witches or something. Heretics, something. They were to be shut up, so they were tortured, raped, and murdered. So indeed, tell you the truth once and for all. Once and for all about the truth of both Jesus and Muhammad. The truth is, and I know people are going to get really angry for me saying this, but it is the truth. The truth is They are not the ones who came forth. They are not the real prophets, the son of God crap or messiahs or whatever. I am telling you, they are not. That is the reality. From the realm of earth to the other, how are women treated? And I'll explain later. I will speak about the truth in all its candor. I will tell you the real truth that has been hidden for thousands of years regarding both Jesus and Muhammad. And the one word is lie and fraud. Okay, I'm sorry, that was two words. But before I disclose the real truth, I will explain the essence of women. I will also lay down the gauntlet on all. Mother Earth and woman are very much within the same attack. This is why I'm speaking of this in regards to Mother Earth and woman, because both have continually been attacked by all societies and within humanity. The dogmas and clerics have made a war against her, woman, Earth. In Islam, it is so apparent today as Christianity, Judaism, Hinduism, even Eastern religions like Buddhism. The clerics of all religions lie. The religions have attacked women for centuries. Societies have made them second-class citizens. Yet, who bores you? Who provides you the bosom of nourishment? For 9 months, who carries you? Yet, what is done? The lie. Women are assumed to be less. The clerics have and still use the methods of demonize or lower women. They even lie about them in their re-edited books. Today, they lie about them, and today, they attack them. They are told to cover their head, told to cover their hair, told to cover their face. They are told they are the problem. They are told that they are less. They are told to sit back. They are told they have no choice about your body. They are told to sit in a separate bus. They are told that supposedly God created them less than men. Lie. I want you to know these names. Know these names for who they are. Because I will get into them more and more. These are the names of the real prophets of the past. Mary Magdalene, Khadija bint Khuwailid. These two are the real prophets, and I will explain. But first, back to the understanding of feminine and the attack upon her. Think about it. In the reality of things, Mother Earth is in place with a feminine energy. Earth is a feminine energy. Kabbalism refers to the universe being of a masculine and the human soul being of a feminine, the receiver. And hence, Kabbalah means to receive. In Taoism, it is exactly the same. Oh, how ironic is that? The receiver, the connection between the two. The yin and yang, the heaven and earth, the receiving, the soul. Yet when the human soul, being of the feminine, is cut off, discharged, what happens to it? It's feeling of separation, disunity, not connection, not oneness with God, but separation. So what is done here? Make the woman think separate. Bring that thoughts into humanity. Look upon woman or feminine being separate, less than, discouraged from, something of negative. The Romans were really good at it in their own theology.
there was those who would be the receivers, and those were the penetrators. That was their word. You are the penetrated. It was sort of like a war. They looked at even their own sexuality, their phallic, as being a weapon, sticking it into something. A war. They created a war, thus making you feel separated. A war between sexes. A war between man and earth. Conflict. They manufactured you the thoughts of confliction. Thus, they continue this within their own lies, within their own dogmas. It is a manufactured lie to keep you thinking of separation, that somehow God has separated you from you. You are separated. The separation is the lack of harmony between the sexes. By making one think they're less than the other, and then for it carries on. Sorry, peaked. I'm going to say this again. People call me all kinds of names for this. I don't really care. I will tell it how it is. Know these names. Mary Magdalene. Khadija Bint Khuwailid. Some people just call it Khadija. These are the two real prophets. Mary Magdalene, of course, is the wife and mother, the wife to Jesus, and the mother of his child named Rachel. Khadija is the first wife of Muhammad. Mother to his first children. These two, by the way, are the real prophets. The real prophets. First, I will talk about Mary Magdalene. As I said, she is the wife of Jesus and mother to his child named Rachel. It was Mary Magdalene who the words and parables and great teaching really came from. Some have said to me when I brought this up, it doesn't matter who the messenger was, but I say it does, because the lies have been created to create an illusion of fear and self-doubt upon women, thus disharmony. It is purposely done through the mechanism upon the male of being the patriarch. This in turn has been a major fuck-up on humanity, the major competition, the major war. So it doesn't reaction, you think? The feminist thing, that's another reaction. Not also not in harmony. There is no war. We are, it's equal, creating harmony. So again, I reiterate. Mary Magdalene was the one with the words and parables and great teachings. She was the companion of Jesus. Jesus. I reiterate, this is from their words. And the companion of Jesus was Mary Magdalene. Jesus loved Mary more than all the disciples and used to kiss her often. Duh. It was his wife. But these were more than that. She was the true source of all his teachings. That's right. She was the true source of all his teachings. You see, male clerics couldn't, even of today and then. How could they deal with a woman being the voice, a prophet, a great teacher, the Holy One? So what they do? They fabricate to be the words of Jesus instead of Mary Magdalene. Of course. Think about it logically. You think about it. Why isn't there any mention of Jesus in any of the history books of the Romans? I mean, Josephus Flavius was never even mentioned a damn line about him. I mean, if it was such a major factor there, why isn't it in any of the books? I mean, in Rome, if it was such a thing, you would see things. You go into the Rome they had when they captured the Jerusalem, they had artifacts and designs and their sculptures showing how they carried the artifacts back to Rome as champions, you know, right? How about putting down Jesus, though, maybe a start of a revolution? Why is there no mention of it? Think about it. Who was there that really heard all the stuff that's written about them, about him, almost 100, 200 years later after he died? Come on, 200 word of mouth? Come on. Nobody knows where these books were written, those gospels. Nobody does. But think logically with your own heart. Who was the real voice? Apologize for background noise here. I mean, how could the males thought themselves better than a woman? How could the males thought themselves better than a woman to be led by a woman, be taught by a woman? So all reasoning, all the gospels were rewritten 100 years later after Jesus and Mary precisely because of this. Could not write that there was a woman who gave this and it was her idea. I'll explain you why woman being negative amongst, even within Christians, created this. Out of the Roman theology, by the way, later on. Nature, you see, was looked upon by Christians as being evil. Nature was of a them feminine. Get it? Feminine. Mother Earth. It's always been around Mother Earth. The barrier, the bloomer, the carrier. You drop seed into her and she blooms. Get it? The fertility of womanhood, the fertility of the Earth is a woman. Therefore, Mother Earth was something of evil, negative into Christians. Feminine, mother, woman. Why was Lucifer depicted from the Greek and Roman god of nature, Pan, half goat, half man? Nature was somehow evil, and therefore Lucifer became the symbol of it. There's no such thing as Lucifer. It was fucking man-made. Come on. It was a play with people's thoughts to make nature look evil, the war on nature, to conquer nature. Not to work one with nature, but to be a war with her. The church even came up with some crap about Mary Mellon being some kind of hooker, some whore. Please, come on. The very same politics of yesterday was saturated in politics within the religion, because religion and politics were one and the same then as they're implied even today. Go look at what's happening in the U.S. politics. Is he a good Christian? Oh, he's a Mormon. What does his true faith? Go in the Muslim world. Oh my God, I'm more Muslim than you. Go in Israel, I'm more Jewish. You go to Far East, I'm more this. I'm more Christian in Europe. I'm more humanitarian. Religion is about one thing. Control people. Period. Control people. It is not about truth of getting you connected with God. It is about control of you. Why are you king? Because God put you there. Why are you suddenly have all this money? Because God divined you to have it. God gave it to you. You were born a king because of a king. So you are, could argue with, how could anybody argue why you're the king? God selected this. Get it? Male king, male prophet. And so for the 2,000 years, they lied that Jesus came up with his teachings. Really? Now? He was simply the speaker. Joseph, if you know this, even the fact Moses had burnt his tongue. There's a story about he put, there was a test. Yeah. He burnt his tongue on hot coals. So he had problems speaking. So who was the speaker? Aaron. But of course, you don't see any problem in the Bible. It only shows Aaron speaking in behalf of Moses, right? Consistently. Moses, Aaron's always with them, speaking in behalf of him. But you can't have Jesus speaking on behalf of Mary Magdalene. Oh my God, that would freak everybody out, because what was Mary? A woman. How dare her speak? But that is the truth. And truth be known, it was her words. Her words. Not Jesus's. You have to reconcile and credit to the source. That's why I say it is not just not important. It is important because it validates her. Validates her being the woman. Validates her. When Jesus was supposedly crucified, he said that she was there. Wrong. Where do you find this? Of course, the male written thing, articles. In fact, she got the hell out of there when he was crucified. They were really trying to go after her. That's who they wanted gone. So where'd she run to? Egypt. And then later to France with her daughter Rachel. And there's actual facts about this. All the dogma about her staying at the cross and at her burial site was pure BS, nonsense. She got the hell out of town. She left. There's actually no facts that she was even there. How can you base on facts? Something written about something that happened 100 years ago as being the fact. Oh, because you have faith in it. I believe it. Because somebody told you it's the truth. Even me. Think of it in your heart. Look at it logically within your heart. Not blind faith. Not out of ignorance. Not just because somebody told you. I know there's many, many out there going to call, oh man, he's the heretic. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. But these truths are not mine. These are the universal truths. I am only the vessel. I will not take credit. This is just the way it is. This is what I saw many times on the other side, as they say. There will be those. How dare him? He is the devil, the Satan. And I say, from the words of Michal, Michael, Raphael, and more than any, from the words of Raziel, these are those truths. And you live in the world by dualistic perspective, which are an illusionary system, not the fact. The fact is, God is within you. You are God, me, the universe, and beyond everything, and beyond the words, beyond the nothingness. I say to you, listen to truth. Realize that it was a woman named Mary, a woman. It was a woman who bore you, suckled you into this world. It was the woman who was the Buddha. For you Christians, the real Christian-like, she was the real one. When you come to terms to this, when you realize this, and it's like Mother Earth, and the woman being an equal within this symbiosis, then you will come to the true revelations, the true realizations, the true understandings, hence the wisdom. And of course, be it known, it was Khadid bint Khuwailid, the wife of Muhammad, that spoke with Gabriel, not Muhammad. It was Khadija who spoke with Gabriel. Why is it that in the Quran, only Muhammad has spoken 4 times? Why did Muhammad not marry another wife while he was married with Khadija until she died, and only did then his words, who were suddenly his words, were taken as his. Heaven forbid it was her words. Heaven forbid if it was a woman. It was Khadija who saw and spoke with Gabriel. She was the teacher. She was his mentor. He taught, she taught Muhammad the truths. In fact, it was Muhammad who became the first convert to Islam. Khadija was the real prophet, not the other way around. And who suddenly decided to call Muhammad a prophet? A male, cousin of Khadija. Cousin, a male. God forbid they would have a woman being the leader, a woman prophet. So they pronounce Muhammad the prophet, the big lie. In fact, it was Khadija. People often ask, God, when I read the Quran, it's crazy. It's like there's so many beautiful, loving things on one side and then so many hateful things and war and sickness on this other. Why is there such duality within Quran? Hello. Hello. Da. You see the peace, loving part, were the real words of Khadija. The war, the hate, the male anger that was placed within the Quran by Muhammad and his male followers. Male followers. Muhammad wasn't such a great guy, by the way. Holy. The guy went in with his troops, killed masses of people, not just Jews, slaughtered the Jews of Medina and other peoples. He raped and tortured. I mean, come on. He raped and cut off the breast of a woman. That's somebody who is holy. He went counter to what Khadija had said. When she had died, he became a lunatic, a maniac, a crazy person. That's why you have this duality themes, this suddenly hatred and anger within Quran. She was about love, peace. That was God essence. That's what Rumi even talks about. The love of God. Allah is God. Allah is everything. Justice, peace. Would not judge, would not commit murder, not hatred Jews, Christians, Buddhists, Shia, Sunni, fighting over. So that's not love. That's not Islam of Khadija, the real prophet. See, the peace is Khadija. The war is of Muhammad. The war and hate comes from the Muhammad. It was the Muhammad that slaughtered and mutilated. It was Muhammad who murdered and raped the Jews of Medina and others who were the so-called non-believers. These were not the acts from the words of Gabriel. No, this is the lie fed craft. It is the crap, same crap in the Quran, also known as a hadith. All lies. The true words from Khadija is talk of love and peace. That is the real truth. I mean, look in the Middle East right now. I ask you, those living in the Middle East, how do you treat your woman? Are you treating the woman not from the lies from your mullahs and imams? I said, when the women of Iran rise and take their own God within themselves, their self-rights, they connect to their self-worth, their self-esteem, their self-love, and they take off their shador and tell the iman to fuck off and demand your equality. This tsunami will carry upon the lands of Cyrus toward the Iraq, to Syria, to Jordan, to Egypt, to Morocco, and back to Pakistan and Afghanistan. I say to you the truth. Khadija is the great prophet, not only just the great prophet, the true prophet. Now, I'm speaking of them, and all of them as clerics, the monks, the priests, the ministers, the rabbis, and especially, of course, today, the imams and mullahs. I do all of you, especially to Christians and Muslims alike, who feel they follow that path. Again, I reiterate, I'm speaking of them as their clerics, the monks, the priests, the ministers, the rabbis, especially the imams and mullahs. I'm taking all organizers. I say it's time for you all to wake up, Christians and Muslims, and all people who believe they are in such an organized faith. All religions have been created to the lie, to demoralize the woman for one thing, for control. If you control by lowering the self-worth of half the population, then you have succeeded in controlling half the populace. Second, since it is the woman who bears and influences the child, so too the lack of self-worth rub off on the child. Thus, they too become a loss of love and self-worth, thus subjugated to being the serfs. Controlled, manipulated. And of course, the spiritual context, the spiritual truth, remove the feminine side of the spirit and you cause the sense and perspective of duality. That suddenly, earth is man's bitch. Earth is to be subdued like a man has to do, rather try to do to woman. What is the result from earth and what is the result from humanity at large? Again, I speak of all organized religions and their fabrications and their manipulated dogmas. God and the universe are not found in any paper, book, or parchment. Again, I reiterate, God and the universe are not in any paper or book or parchment. God is found in one simple place. God is found in within your heart. That is the spiritual reality, it's what they call the truth. Your true nature, realizing who you are, is a path toward understanding God, your relationship to the universe, your oneness and connected to all things, all souls, all peoples, all elements, everything. It is heading toward the direction of nothingness, hence the real wisdom. You see, the soul of reality has a gender, but it does not. Does it have a gender? I ask you, does the soul have a dick, a penis, or a vagina? No. There is nothing of any gender within the soul. You heard me. There's no innie or outie. The soul has none. It is genderless. When you are not in your body, when you're dead, your physical body has a gender. You carry male experiences or female experiences with you, but you are not a male or female. So I tell you all, love your daughter, your sister, your mother. Don't hit them with some lame-ass BS that they are less than you. Don't have them put shut doors or cover their heads or arms or legs. Don't say that you can tell them how to choose and what not to do. Don't make them less than you. They are part of you. We are all equal. Because perhaps, yeah, in this lifetime, you will be, in the next lifetime, a woman. So I reiterate, don't hit them with some lame-ass BS that they are less than you. Because perhaps next lifetime, you will be the woman. And that will be your karma. So I'm going to close with something I've written. It's sort of like a poem, I guess you can call it that. I actually posted it on Facebook, but it's going to be put into one of my a book that I'm working on. Or at the end of my book, it sort of epilogues. But it's called A Simple Step by, of course, me, Andrew Fetter. Taking a simple step, pondering the question, all that always remains, as the moonlight just wanes. When difficulty arises, suffering from the decay of dreams, while a child of the heart, laughter is in the park. When true nature is the calling, the blind soul still complaining, the strings of the heart still ringing, and the spirit of the ocean always singing. The true God within and the universe of the all, while the lies of the cloth endear, the pain of separation always near. The tree of crows perches, the flower of the raven blooms. Wisdom is the nothing, and understanding is clothing. Path is within future. Future has come from the past. While digging fills the hole of illusion, the hole creates the forest of confusion. A leaf never views its tree, as a root never feels the bark. Knowing is becoming, as being the phloem, as the flowing water of feeling is simply the decorum. The wheel simply spins, and the hamster simply continues repeating the same old with no end, the illusion of the wheel with no mend. Why being the question, how being the answer, the cause from the effect brings upon the continual game, thinking or not thinking while feeling insane is lame. Cars make parking lot. Highways have a direction. Rear view mirrors being the movie screen while losing the moment until one screams. Have the two or three or four with no end. The facade of the one being the Newtonian dream. The flames are eternal, the hearts being nocturnal. Choices of all, many desires with causes. While not taking responsibility, being the insanity, underlying the true intention, a smile of vanity. True nature being the path, the way toward being joy of neither happiness or suffering. The wisdom beyond nothing, or the understanding simply being its covering. And I want to thank you all for listening in. God bless you all. Have a glorious, glorious weekend. And I am going to close with a cool song. I think it's only relating to what I've seen about to some extent. It's by Smashing Pumpkins. It's called A Cherub Walk. Enjoy. God bless you all. And have a glorious, glorious weekend. Thank you.